Dear brothers, in priesthood, in diaconal service, dear brothers and sisters of our parish of St. Nicholas here in Barberton, you know that maybe the older of us, if we had good experience from some our life, is something that we can to testimonize to others. But from small children, child is trying to have experience with fire, with water, and so on. We today, it's also Sunday, it's Pascha, Resurrection. In church, we celebrating the feast of Holy Transfiguration of our Lord, Jesus Christ. And this is this word of God, of the Gospel today, describes this all situation. This first was this part is presentation. Jesus take three of his apostles, and take them to go on desert, we can to say, on the one mountain. Always we can go alone, mountain is something special, something mysterious. It's for all, during all civilization, mountains and high mountains is something of mystery. And so, Jesus Christ take them to make them one experience. We could say one spiritual experience with Him. Before, I'm sure, they didn't know what will be happened. And sometimes, also in our life, brothers and sisters, we are invited by God to some experience in our life. And also we don't know why will be this experience. This is a mystery of life. To have also especially Christian life, to have experience with God. And in this presentation, what happened? Jesus Christ himself was transfigurate, metamorphosis, and his face was as a sun, and his clothes was as a light. Can we imagine that also for evangelist Matthew, it was not easy to describe this big mystery of life of Jesus, the big mystery of life of God, because it doesn't mean that apostles had the one big spiritual experiment experience with Jesus. We listen the word of Peter. It's wonderful to be stay here, Jesus. We make three tents, three houses, small houses for us. We want to stay here. We didn't want to go down. Where is the troubles, problems, sufferings, maybe our wives and our children's, our jobs, or maybe our, you know, companions, my jobs. We know it's everybody of us now it if we want to return in some place, especially in my work, maybe sometimes, maybe in my family, because I must to decide something, maybe as a, you as a father, no? You must decide something with your children, with your child, because there are problems, and so on and so on. This is what presentation of heavenly kingdom, brothers and sisters. And evangelist Matthew show us to all that Jesus Christ is King of heavenly kingdom. And Saint Apostle and Evangelist Matthew, he wants to invite us and to say, remember, also you after your death, after your terrestrial life, you will receive this glory. You will receive this light in your life. Because all will be in one light, which is God. And so we can say that this presentation of Jesus and also they listened voice of God. This is my son, beloved. I'm enjoyed him. Listen him. So it was expression of one relationship between heavenly God, Father, and Son of God, Jesus Christ. And you know what God wants to show us? The love. The love of God. This is a fundamental for every of us, brothers and sisters. Because this world, these worlds that we are living, is hungry for, is thirsty for love. This world have all material, it's enough. But what is absent as a something important in our life? Love. We listen things about singing, you know, many of these publicity and commercial is making for movies, for songs, for CD. And majority of these songs is about love. Why? Because every human being have a big desire inside to love and to be loved. This is a fundamental for us, brothers and sisters, to love another and to be loved for another. This is indeed one life, Christian life. And so, and after this part, we can say that it will be this word of Jesus to apostles. Don't worry, don't be afraid. Why? Because after this experience, apostles, they feel that it was somebody very extraordinary, and something that they was touched to God. And they knew from Old Testament that if somebody was touched in Old Testament to God, must die. And you know, Jesus, for this reason, he said, apostles, don't be afraid. You don't died. I am with you. So, brothers and sisters, this is our situation. We have big desires, and there's the biggest desires in our hearts is to be with God. And Jesus Christ today, also all of us in this Sunday, in your parish, invite you. Come on. Come on, brothers and sisters. I am here. I am every Sunday waiting for you. I want to be with you. I want to be with you across my gospel, my word. Follow me, come on. I want to be with you across the Holy Eucharist. Come on, I want to be with you across Holy Sacrament of confession. I want to be with you. Don't worry. Don't be afraid. Yes, I know that you are a sinner. Yes, I know all about you. But nothing. I love you. And I put my life on the cross for you. Because I love you. Brothers and sisters, this is our gospel. This is something that we have put in our hearts, joy and peace. Because, brothers and sisters, this world is not able to give us joy and peace. He tried. You try to open the TV. He tries. This world tried every time to give you peace and joy. But my question to you, he gave you peace? This world? Give you joy? So this is a question when we must, as an adult Christian, to put answer. And so, brothers and sisters, also today we are invited here also to transfigurate ourselves. Always when we participate, we are participating on divine liturgy. This is an invitation of God to be transfigurate. To transfigurate, to change our hearts. Because we have necessity to this conversion. Why? Because only Christians with converted, changed heart can enter the heavenly kingdom. Without conversion, continuous conversion, every day, we cannot able to enter to heavenly kingdom. And so, brothers and sisters, this is indeed the gospel, a new and a good news for us all. That Jesus Christ and God don't forget you. Jesus Christ remember you. Jesus Christ love you. And Jesus Christ wants that we all here present also for them, you are not present now here. He wants that we all, we will be with him in heavenly kingdom. So, brothers and sisters, this is our faith. Only this I can, as a bishop, to proclaim you. Nothing else. Nothing another. Nothing news. Because this is the main news in our life. This is the more important news in our life. That Jesus Christ remember us and all of us to invite us to be happy, to have peace in our hearts and joy in our hearts. So we can continue to pray in this nice divine liturgy and to ask to God, have mercy on us. Amen.